You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you may be listening to me today. This is your host, Eddie Sand. And today, let's talk a little bit about one of the biggest issues that I have with the so-called high-ticket affiliate programs. Yes, listen, I believe that depending on the company, all right, I believe that the company, their intentions are to help people out. You know, I tend to believe the good things about people. And I do also know that there are some companies out there, specifically there's one out there right now that's under investigation, by the way, by the FTC, that they do promote, or excuse me, they do give quality information. Okay. As a matter of fact, their system, right? I basically have gone through it. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And it's good. Okay. It's good. It can take someone from knowing nothing about having a business online to having one and be successful at it. But here's the one thing that I don't like. And I believe, again, this is something that you as the entrepreneur, as the motivated person that you are, that wants to make something happen online, that wants to have a business online, I want you to be very cautious about this, because here's the thing that I don't like about this type of programs. They basically send out a bait, right? Pay $40 or $50 to get started. The problem with that is that they sell it so much as if you're going to make the millions by paying $50. Okay? That's one problem that I see, because it's not true. It's not possible. All right, guys, it's not possible. Or gals, if you're listening. So here's the other thing. The other thing is this: the pushy sales people that are going to continually upsell you on the next level, but get this, on the next level, maybe a couple of grand, a few grand, right? But they don't even give you an opportunity to learn the foundations, the fundamental. And they make it sound as if you're going to miss out on the opportunity to make money. You know, it sounds something like this. Hey, you got to get in. You got to start now. This is the best time to start. Now, if you don't get in, what's going to happen is, what if someone that you refer passes you and you miss out on that 2, 3, 5 grand commission? You know, so many people have done it. They regret it. Don't be one of them. Okay, I've heard that before, by the way. That is not new. That is no new tactic. I've been in this industry for how long have I been in this industry? Time just goes by. But since 2000, those were my beginnings. And I will tell you that is what you do as a salesperson. That's what you do. You put a scarcity out there and people want it. And if it sounds good and if people are getting it, it sounds better. And then you don't want to miss out. I mean, it's a simple strategy that is continually being used practically everywhere you go. You can even go to a car dealership and they'll do the same exact thing. Okay. You can sit down with, I remember buying the car that we have here. And I remember sitting down with the person, basically the closer, the manager, right? The closer. And I don't know what's the title, but it's the person who basically goes through the whole paperwork. And and I remember sitting down with him, and boy, did I put him in a pickle, because he was basically wanting to charge me all this extra stuff, right? And he did not know how to respond to that, that he practically reduced, took it all, took it all off, and I didn't have to pay any extra stuff, right? But that's their tactic, right? And he kept saying, well, you know, if you take the vehicle out, you know, what's going to happen if tomorrow or while you're driving, something happens, and now, guess what? You're not covered. I'm like, okay, what are the chances of that? Well, you know, there was this person who went and got it, and they basically came back the next week, and we couldn't do anything about it because they didn't get it. The same thing, right? All right, so you got to be smart about this stuff. And again, that's why I don't like this high-ticket affiliate programs out there that they're basically saying, hey, we're going to pay you a ton of money as long as you join us now. You pay a ton of money first, and then everybody else you refer, we're going to pay you a ton of money for them as long as they also pay a ton of money. It's just not cool, you know? And then they basically start pinching you and saying, well, you know, they're going to pass you. You're going to lose out on this few grand and blah, blah, blah. It's just annoying. It's very annoying for me just because, look, the way you're going to start a business online is the same exact way that you're going to open a business in a physical location. All right. You got to go to some marketing classes, right? You got to create and go to some classes to create a business plan. You got to present the business plan to the bank. The bank will go through it and they give you the money. You've got to follow through with your plan. Then you got to hire people. Then you got to build out the location. Then you got to start looking in. Well, you should already be starting looking into the marketing. Then you have to, you know, all this stuff. It's a process, right? Why would the bank say, hey, you know, we want you to open up right now because this thing is hot. This thing is hot. We're going to give you this much money right now. But as long as you bring another person to come and borrow from us the same amount of money, we're going to give it to you right now, right now. We're going to open that store for you right away. And they won't check your background. They won't know if you're really good for the money. They won't even know if you know how to run a business. They just want you to have the money. Why? Because they know they're going to charge you with interest and late fees and all this stuff that they do, right? Okay, that doesn't happen that way. So I want you to be smart. I want you to think about things and understand that it takes time to build a business online. So if you're going to, listen to me carefully. If you're going to use one of those high ticket affiliate programs, here is the way you want to do it. If you're going to do it, which I don't recommend you do it anyway, but hey, you know, people are people. I know that you probably listen to me and you either in one or going to do one. You're going to make up your choice. You're going to make up your mind. I'm not going to change your mind. But just listen to me. If you are going to go do it, or if you are doing it, do me a favor. Learn where you're at. Master the level that you're at. Make money with the level that you're at. If you're at a certain level and you're not making money, but you're being pushed to pay for the next level, don't do it. Make the money so that you can use that same money to pay to go to the next level. Understand? That is how you want to approach it. Don't get caught up with the scarcity mind trick and the everybody is going to pass you and you're going to lose money. Don't get caught on that lie. Do you understand? There's plenty of people out there. There's plenty of money out there. And friend, you have a talent. You have something very, very special and a message that you can share with the world. So you're unique. The world is just waiting for you. So make sure you get things done right and start thinking about how you can help others. And don't get caught on losing out or missing out on the money, because it's not true. Just work for it. Be consistent. Stay focused and reach your goals, friends. All right, that's it for today. If you want to know more again about what I do and how we do things, just visit my webpage. at getstartedonline.net. Talk to you later. Peace.